Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com. And with the Radio Pup app, which is absolutely free, you can download it, take the show wherever you may go. Lots to talk about on the program today. Joining me right now to talk about quite a bit of the political news that is out there, U.S. Senator John Cornyn. Senator Cornyn, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Chad. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. I know you're short on time today, but we appreciate you taking the time that you have to come on the show today. Here in about 30 to 40 minutes or so, you will be officially announcing your reelection bid. Tell folks, I guess first off, and we'll start with this, why should Texans send you back to the Senate?
Well, because we need to save the country, and we need people who have the experience and the conservative values to restore our country and use the Texas model of lower taxes, more freedom, common sense regulation, and in short, the values and principles that have made Texas the envy of the rest of the country when it comes to opportunity and the chance to pursue the American dream.
Let me ask you this, because I'm sure you've heard this before, the line, throw them all out. You know, everyone who's been there for a while, throw them all out. You brought up experience. What do you say to those who come up with the argument, you know what, if you've been there for 8 years, for 10 years, for however long you've been, if you've been there for a while, maybe it's time to get some new blood in there. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I think I would just say, ask the people who would say that, please look at my record. And I think those conservatives who look at my record will see that I've been in there fighting for the same principles they believe in day out. And there is advantage to Texas for people, for example, to serve in the leadership. We've been outnumbered because Harry Reid controls the Senate, but 2014 presents the best opportunity we're going to have in the near term to turn the country around, to scrap Obamacare and replace it with common sense reforms that make health care more affordable and more accessible. So I think, I understand the frustration. I'm frustrated too, but I would just ask people to consider my record, and I think when they do, conservatives will see somebody who is like them and is fighting for what they believe in.
Visiting with Senator John Cornyn right now. Senator, you know that there are some members of the Republican Party, conservatives, Tea Partiers, who are a little upset with you. And you're going to have to bridge that gap a little bit between some of those members. Number one, how do you do that? And what do you say to the conservatives out there who say, you know what? Senator, you went against some of the Tea Partiers, including the other senator from the state of Texas, when it came to shutting down the government. Now we see that shutting down the government really wasn't that big of a deal. It probably won't harm Republicans. Do you regret that decision?
No, I think shutting down the government was a mistake. And the only thing that's sort of given us a lifeline after our poll numbers plummeted was this fumbled rollout of Obamacare, and I'm grateful for that. But we knew this would happen, but now we need to fix it by scrapping Obamacare and replacing it. So here's the issue, Chad. What we saw is when conservatives are divided, then the Democrats win. So my job and what I intend to do over the next year in my campaign for reelection, both in the primary and the general election, is to work very closely, starting today with people like Governor Perry, but with Greg Abbott and all the conservatives running up and down the ticket, so we can keep Texas red. And because right now we've seen a full frontal assault by the Obama team that helped him in 2012. They've moved to Texas. They've got a Nancy Pelosi lookalike running for governor, and they're recruiting a team to try to turn Texas blue. And if Texas delivers its electoral college votes to a Democratic nominee for president in 2016 or 2020 or beyond, then we'll never elect another conservative and another Republican in our lifetimes. And we've got to stop that. And this is a call to arms and something that I think will unify all conservatives.
And I think that's important as well. But for those who are out there and say you're not conservative enough, that you're just not conservative enough. How do you bridge that gap? How do you bring the two sides of the Republican Party, how do you bring them together?
Well, I just need to ask them to look at my record. And that, you know, you've heard this before, but National Journal ranked me as the second most conservative Republican, or actually member of the Senate, in the entire Senate last year. So that's, unfortunately, people have been fed misinformation and gotten the wrong impression, and it's my job to try to correct that by providing them with accurate information. But I would say we need to focus on the real, our real adversary, and that's President Obama and the last 5 years of this experiment in big government, which is resulting in an epic failure. And so looking internally and trying to sort of, you know, with a circular firing squad is not a recipe for winning the real battles. I understand the differences that people have. Some of them are real. Some of them are principled. Some of them are just based on erroneous information. But I would say we need to unify and win elections, because only when you win elections can you govern. And by governing, we can save the country.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn announcing his reelection bid here in about 40 minutes or so. Let's move on to Obamacare. There are two sets, it seems like, of Republicans out there regarding Obamacare. There's the fix-it crowd, and you have Mary Landrieu's bill, I know, in the Senate. You have the Upton bill in the House. There's the fix-it crowd, and then in the other crowd, there's the, you know what, we're just going to sit back. We want this to completely collapse. We need to replace it. We need to repeal it and move on to something else. Which camp are you in?
I'm in the second camp. I don't think you can fix Obamacare. I think you have to scrap it. And here's a good example. We've got a website you're probably familiar with, Chad, called cornyn.senate.gov, where we've asked people to send their stories of what has happened, particularly with the president's broken promise of if you like what you have, you can keep it. And we've heard from over 500 Texans, including one in Lubbock, who has a 13-year-old daughter with type 1 diabetes that she's had since age 4. She had a health insurance policy that they liked and were happy with, but now because of Obamacare, they were recently notified that it would be canceled. So we need to keep telling these kinds of stories from real people. And this is not just a philosophical argument about the size and role of government. It is that, but it's more than that. It's about how these big government schemes and plans hurt real people, like this 13-year-old girl in Lubbock, Texas.
Is it a mistake for the Republicans who are out there saying, well, we can fix it, let's bring together a bill that where we can fix the problem with Obamacare? Is that a mistake on the part of other Republicans?
It is a mistake, and they may actually believe you can fix it, but I don't believe you can. I mean, part of the problem is this is how the whole thing was designed, and it's been 3.5 years in the making. And I know Democrats would like to kick some of the accountability for this misadventure off past the next election so they can save their reelection chances. But we shouldn't let that the accountability that's supposed to occur under our constitutional form of government. With for bad decisions like this, we ought to make sure that the people who impose this on the American people, shoved it down our throat, are held accountable. And that's the way we get back on the right track.
Before I let you go, I have two questions regarding President Obama. Yesterday he came out with his so-called fix. What constitutional authority does the president have to change a law that was voted on and approved by Congress just to come in unilaterally by himself and change law? Well, what constitutional authority does he have on that?
He has no constitutional authority to do that. This is about public relations. This is about damage control. But if you saw his or if you looked at the language he used, he said that the insurance companies and the insurance commissioners in the states may allow people to repurchase their canceled insurance. I mean, this is wishful thinking on his part. And he's tried to provide political cover for all of the people who are now looking for the exit door and who have dutifully voted with the president, supported Obamacare from the very beginning, who are now finding that this is a disaster and threatens their political survival. So that's all this was about. He has zero authority to change these contracts.
If he doesn't have any constitutional authority, then it seems to me he might be breaking the law in a way by deciding which laws to enforce at what time. will the Senate, will those in Congress do something to stop the president from using his authority in this way, or trying to use his authority in this way?
Yeah, Chad, I don't think he has, as I said, has any authority. I think this is all about political cover, one giant fig leaf, and we're not going to let him get away with it.
How so?
I think the law, well, because it won't work, because you can't go back after 5 million people have gotten cancellation notices and saying, you know what, that wasn't such a good idea, let's go ahead and reinstate all those coverages. Because Obamacare is completely inconsistent with retaining your existing coverage. So the president knew as far back as 2010, so did all the Democrats who voted against changing the grandfathering position, that people would lose their policies. So we're going to have tens and millions of people lose their existing policies even though they like it.
Is there any way, and I'm sorry, I know we're running short on time, so I have to get this in. Is there any way for the Senate to rein him in legally? To go after the president on this and say, sir, you have violated your oath on this. You took an oath to uphold the laws, not to change them whenever you felt like it.
Well, we will hold him accountable, and I think this epic failure known as Obamacare will result in the president not only seeing his credibility in shambles, but seeing that his party, his political party, is going to have a massive loss in 2014. And I think that's where we need to focus our efforts, because we need to win elections so we can govern. And when we can govern, then we can turn the country around and in a different direction and hold Texas up as the model for the rest of the country rather than this failed experiment in big government.
One last question before I let you go. With the president having no authority on this, yet he is taking unilateral actions here, do you think that calls for any type of impeachment or any type of other action that you can take?
Well, Chad, I think the president has been lawless, and this is just one of a long line of examples of where he's been lawless. But actually, I think he has no authority, so his press conference yesterday will have zero impact on the existing state of the law, which unfortunately is Obamacare. So the best thing we can do, I think, is keep the focus on him and the accountability through the ballot box in 2014. We don't want to change the subject. This would be a lifeline to the president for making ourselves the issue. And I think we ought to keep the focus and the bright light on him and his failed experiment in big government, including, as Exhibit 1, Obamacare. That's the best way to change the direction of the country and to save it.
Senator John Cornyn, always appreciate your time. I'm sure we will visit with you throughout 2013 and 2014 as the process goes through.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one. That's U.S. Senator John Cornyn.